This is a phase one confrontation hearing for Kristen A. Kristen Davila. Mr. Davila's ADC number is 310090. Mr. Davila is currently serving a 8-year sentence for armed robbery. He has a end date of July 19th of 2022. If he receives the requested 2.5 years in reduction, then his release date would be June 2nd of 2020. He does have a detainer that's also attached to his warrant. I believe that detainer is for probation for the Maricopa County Maricopa County Probation Office. This is the information according to his commutation application. Mr. Davila says that on the day the robbery was going on, a lot of things was going on in his life. He's newly married for 6 months. When 2 weeks prior to the robbery, he said that he caught his wife cheating, and that hurt him very bad. He said emotionally he was very upset because he was in love with his wife. He left her with the home and was living in his vehicle, and he said he was really hurt and distraught over what had occurred. He said he had got scammed out of his last $200, which had been sent to him from Western Union, and that he found out the day of the incident that he had got scammed. So, you know, he said he just snapped and went to a so-called friend's house, offered him some powder and what he believed was cocaine, and it turned out to be crystal meth. He says that he then got involved because he was having a hard time in the robberies that he was actually involved in. It says that he feels that his sentence, even though it was the minimum on his plea, that it should have been 5 or 6 years because he always showed empathy, forgiveness, and repentant for his crimes. He also says that he believes the sentence was excessive based on his attorney's inability to present critical mitigative factors. Says he has been sentenced for 5 years of probation after his prison sentence, and that he must abide by strict rules, and said that would help him with his checks and balances once he actually is released. He says his most significant achievement was to accept that what he had done and take responsibility once he recognized the problem and he dealt with it. So while he's been incarcerated, he did obtain his high school GED. He's also obtained several classes that he's programming that he's done with substance abuse, Spanish, stress management, goal setting, time management, along with other classes that he's actually taken. He says that as a young man, being new to prison, another inmate defended him, which is the only citation that he received while he was in prison, and he received a tattoo. As he was walking past one of the guard noticed the fresh ink and put him on report. Says that if he was released, that he has an uncle who has Aztec tongue, and in vehicle storage, he would be working for him as a laborer. That didn't work. His mother has a house cleaning business. He could work with his mother along with the business. And he says he has been enrolled in education horticulture. And he's currently enrolled in a small business startup workshop since he's been incarcerated. According to his AIMS report, he is actually 21 years old at the time, and he did only have that one citation, which was in 2016, which he was found guilty of, and it was a minor violation, which had to do with the tattoos. This is instance occurred back in September of 2015, where he, along with some of his friends, were involved in several robberies, and while armed with a gun, he had been identified by the victims in two of the armed robberies in a photo lineup. When he was convicted, in his conviction, he had two counts of armed robbery that he pled guilty to, and one count of theft of means of transportation. As to one of the robberies, they did take the victim's vehicle while armed in the armed robbery. The sentence for the armed robbery carried a presumptive of 10.5 years, a minimum sentence 7 years, and it also carried a maximum sentence of 21 years for the armed robbery, for count two, the armed robbery, 5 years, was the presumptive, the minimum sentence was 4 years, and the maximum sentence was 10 years. The kind of fire that he had for rapid means of transportation carried a presumptive of 3.5 years, a sentence of 2.5 years, and a minimum sentence of 2.5 years, and a maximum sentence of 7 years. Based on the information contained in the warrant, that he received a sentence of less than the presumptive for the armed robbery, then he received a sentence of 8 years for the armed robbery, and then the other armed robbery and the theft of a vehicle, he received a sentence of probation to start at the time that he's actually released from prison. Had he been sentenced on all three of the armed robberies as well as the means of theft of the means of transportation, he would have done a considerable more amount of time. I think that at the time that he was sentenced, that he did give a really good sentence with the one sentence of armed robbery and less than the presumptive term that he actually had to serve during that robbery. I don't see his sentence being excessive. Therefore, I did not agree to recommend Mr. Dobler for a phase two hearing that be denied. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I just add for the record that two counts, counts three and four, were dismissed as part of the plea. And if Mr. Davila would get the reduction that he requested, which is 2.5 years, that would put his actual sentence well below the minimum that he could have received. So I agree with you. I think the sentence is not excessive.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion, not hearing any other comments coming, to not pass Mr. Davila on to a phase two commutation here. That would be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Miro, that is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Dobler at this time.